Welcome to Lead with Clarity, where we help you focus on what matters most. I'm your host, Scott Sutherland, and I am here with my lovely wife, Shondell. Shondell, what's one word that would describe how you're feeling right now?
I'm feeling very inventive, because we're talking about my working genius today.
Hey, very good. Excellent. All right, and I'm feeling discerning.
Okay, good. Oh, boy,
we're on one of my working geniuses as well.
I love it.
All right, so, yeah, we let the cat out of the bag.
I guess we did.
And today we're talking about the working genius, and what a great tool. We use it. So, Shondell, you got certified in this last year.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell our listeners about the working genius and where it came from?
Yeah, so this is from what I would call our firm crush. So the Shondell Group has a crush on the table group, and I just love Patrick Lencioni. I've used his stuff since 2005, a year before my 16-year-old niece was born. And we just love them. And Patrick Lencioni is amazing. Table Group's amazing. And so we're really excited for their new book coming out called The Six Types of Working Genius. And we have been working and using this with teams for the last year, and phenomenal results. I can't wait to talk about the team part. We use it in our marriage. So we use it when we do couples coaching because it's just so just break right through a lot of barriers. We have fun stories. And then for individuals, because they can just thrive when they know, like, yes, this is what I'm supposed to do. And no wonder I hate doing that, because it's such a frustration for me.
Right. So here's a great Patrick Lencioni quote about the working genius. The working genius solution is for everyone, employees, managers, students, and spouses, to identify their areas of working genius, as well as their areas of life draining weakness, and to put themselves in a position to tap into their genius.
Yeah. So the basic is that there's six types of working geniuses. So it goes into a acronym called WIDGET. And what I love is that everyone has two geniuses out of these six, and everyone has two competencies, and everyone has two frustrations. And so when people go and take the assessment, we can actually, it'll point out to you and help you figure out what those are. And then for us, we love to put them on a team map and go for it. And by the way, in the show notes, there's a 20% off discount code.
Great. I love it.
Yeah.
So let's get into the acronym, which Patrick Lencioni came up with, he and his team, and it's WIDGET.
Yep.
And so each letter represents a working genius.
Yep.
So the W in WIDGET is wonder. Why don't you explain that?
I should have you explain it, because it's your number one, I'll go. It's pondering greater opportunities. It's the person that's always asking questions. They're looking up high. We sometimes say they have their head in the proverbial clouds. They're pondering and questioning and speculating what happens long before and high above the place where the rubber meets the road. Like, they have this big vision, and they're kind of finding problems at times, but they're asking a lot of questions, and you do that a lot.
Yeah. So for me, wonder, I'm always thinking, I'm always wondering what are the possibilities? What are our potentials? How can we do things better? How can we solve these problems? But I don't ever have any ideas
beyond that.
Beyond that. I think about them, but I don't know how to implement anything.
Mm-hmm. Which is my I have W in my frustration. So that's super frustrating for me, because I have the I.
Right. So the I in WIDGET stands for invention.
Yeah. And these are the folks that have ideas about everything, creating original solutions. They, you just ask them, hey, what do you think about this? They'll come up with 10 ideas. And as they come up with those ideas, they're not all great, because that's the next one. But this is the brainstorming section. And so the W and the I are what we call in the ideation form. That's your brainstorm section. And that should always come first in any kind of job you're doing, is you need to look at these things.
Yeah. And that's why you're so good at what you do. And you come up with intellectual property for our business all the time because of your invention.
Yeah. I love it.
And Patrick Lencioni, same.
Yeah.
So your next working genius, Shondell, following invention, is discernment. Mm-hmm. So that's the D in widget. Why don't you talk about that one?
Yeah, the discernment is that intuitively evaluating ideas. Like they're just really good at knowing, is that going to work or not? And they have this idea to curate an idea, an example. Like, so if they hear the inventors coming up with all the ideas, they're the ones that you take your ideas to, because they're going to say, that'll work, that won't work. Here's the problem with that. Or even make it better. Like, okay, that's a good idea, but have you thought about this, this, and this? And so that D is now what we go into this section called the activation. So the brainstorming's done. Now we're trying to figure out, okay, now what are we going to do to make this idea work?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So a perfect example was I was going to take forever to try to finish cutting all the posts after I built the fence.
Yeah.
And I wanted to put a cap on each post, and I wanted them to be cut at the same length. I was going to use clamps and boards and take a skill saw and go around each one. I asked you, hey, Shondell, what do you think? You came up with a great solution. All you said was, well, why don't you make something that you can slip over the post? Bam. Light bulb went on. I created a little jig. Four sides, slipped over each post, cut them, and I mean, done in about an hour.
Yeah, saved hours. And so that's kind of how the ID works. Like, I know nothing about fences. I know nothing about jigs. And I know nothing about power tools. Right. But you brought it to me because now you understand this is a gift of mine. And you were so sweet. You go, now, Shondell, you have really creative ideas. So here's my problem. Do you have any ideas? And I came up with a brilliant. So I walk around thinking I'm brilliant now, but I could have never done it. Like that was it. That was all you get from me.
Right.
I'm not going to create it. I'm not going to go do it. And so that's kind of the fun part of how that ID works. And that's, I mean, exactly how I make a living. Like my right. clients call me and they tell me what they're doing. They do most of the talking, but I'm able to sit there and help them discern. And if it's a little off, I help them come up with ideas. And they don't have to use the ideas. Not all my ideas are great. And then I discern their ideas. And so I use my genius a lot. And then we'll get to the frustrations that I don't use, and they're frustrating.
Yeah.
But in that activation phase, we start with the D and then we go to the G.
Right. So this is the second working genius in activation. Mm-hmm. This is G, galvanizing.
So galvanizing is inspiring and organizing others. These are the folks that come along and push you out of your comfort zone, get you excited, tell everyone how great it's going to be, and honestly, like, activate the plan and get it going. And then we go into the next phase.
Yeah, so the next stage of working genius is in the area of implementation. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about two working geniuses here, enablement and tenacity. So let's talk about the E, enablement.
Yeah, enablement. And people freak out about the name because it sounds like a codependent thing. So just get that out of your head. That's not what we're talking about. Right. We're talking about the fact that you have actual gifts, a genius of providing encouragement and assistance to people. You help get things done. You say, what do you need from me? You're extremely people-oriented, and you help the vision happen because you can come alongside people and help. And that's a competency of yours.
Yeah, it is. I do like to encourage others. If I see somebody a little bit downcast, maybe they're struggling with something that they're working on, I'd love to come alongside, offer some encouragement, walk away, look back at them and see, I think their countenance looks a little brighter.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. that means a lot to me. As far as, you know, getting in and providing assistance, I'm not always really good at that, but I'm really good at the encouragement part.
Yeah, and I have a little bit of the enablement as a competency as well. And so I will actually get in there and say, you know, but I can do it in a coaching way, right? So this is where then we always want to take our working geniuses and couple them with what we talked about in our clarity report, because then I'm going to be like, all right, here's what you need to do. I'm going to be a lot more domineering than you in my enablement. And so those are important pieces. Okay, the last one, the folks that land the plane.
Yeah, so this is the T in widget, and this is tenacity, which you and I lack we greatly.
We have it as a frustration.
Yeah.
And we've had a lot of good conversation. We might have to do part two of this and talk all about that because that's
be great.
Fun. Mm-hmm. The tenacity are those who push projects to completion. They enjoy it. They have very high standards. They make sure when they land that plane that it is going to, the result is going to be good. They stay focused on it. They're very task-oriented folks. And they make sure that that box is checked and it is done.
Yeah, and these are people who are really hands-on, right? Yeah. I mean, they're driving stuff to completion in doing it.
Yes.
Right? Not delegating
right.
and telling others to do it, correct?
Yes, yes, right. yes, yes. So we have a lot to talk about in this. In fact, we should just do part two. Let's just commit to it, and then we can relax a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Something really important, Shondell, that I don't want to miss, and I think our listeners will really glean a lot from this, and that is with the cup analogy. And you talked about it briefly, working genius. I mean, everybody has two, but we also have two competencies and two frustrations. Why don't you speak into that?
Yeah, well, this is, so now we've kind of gone over them. This is how, if you think about like having your coffee in the morning, right? Like this is your genius. When you have your working in your two geniuses, what I get to do when I coach, it's like having one of those Yeti cups or the supplement cup or one of your hydro flasks, something that is very insulated. Your coffee will stay hot all day. In other words, your energy will stay hot. You're going to be excited, in the zone. It's awesome. And then when you're in your competencies, and we all have to do, you know, also we say every job is a 6-letter job. So everything you do, you know, you're going to have to dip into these different spots. So you got to move your energy accordingly. Your competencies is like having just a regular ceramic mug. And that's fine. You can do it, but your coffee is going to be in the microwave in a couple hours, right? Getting a little reheat, right, Dr.
Yes,
Sutherland?
Yes, absolutely.
And then I find his cups in the microwave all the time. And then working in your frustrations, when you're in that frustration mode, it's like putting your coffee in a styrofoam cup and taking a little tiny pen and putting a hole in the bottom. And slowly but surely, that coffee is not only going to get cold, but all of it's going to drain out. And you're going to wonder what happened to your day. And so we all, again, have to work in usually all of them. But knowing that the things that frustrate you, you're able to do them in the right times of the day.
Yeah. No, I think that that is super important. And now, why don't we take that information, what we learned before about Widget and each working genius, and talk about teams.
Yeah.
And how important this is that we really identify our team and their geniuses.
Yeah, boy, this is the key. So we did this as an organization, and we found that, especially when you and I did it first, we found that we have no T, we have no tenacity. No wonder we're frustrated. And really, in our marriage, it was huge for me because you don't have T and I don't have T. So I'm frustrated, the perfect word, I'm frustrated that I'm not getting my stuff done. Right? Because a new La La Land, I'm over here again in Shinyville. But then I'm really frustrated that you're not getting your stuff done, right? It's like take the log out of your own eye before you take the speck out of someone else's. And so I was finding myself doing your stuff and my stuff. And I was living this frustration. And when we took this assessment, we both like looked at each other and went, no wonder. And so we were able to go and hire a T. And luckily my sister-in-law, Erica, who is our admin, has done a fantastic job. She's our T. And we laugh, her and I, because she has my frustrations and I have her frustrations. And we laugh at how she gets frustrated with me when I want her to be an IND. And I get frustrated with her when she wants me to be a T. And so it's been this joy, and now we just stay in our lane, and it's awesome.
Yeah, so you can see how getting these team reports is super helpful, because if you do find out, such as we did, where we were lacking, we didn't have any enablement, we had no tenacity, barely any galvanizing, we needed to bring somebody in who could fill that void for us. Mm-hmm. And so that's the genius in working genius. And it's so easy, so simple, and you can find out right away what your team needs.
So the cool part is when you get this team report, then you see where you lack. And when a team lacks one of these, you're going to feel it and you're going to have to learn how to compensate it. You're going to have to grab the folks who have competencies in them, but you also got to give them a lot of grace. You're like, okay, here's your, you're competent in it. And then make sure that they're, that's not their job, right? We want people thriving. And so when you don't have any wonder, I see this sometimes in fast moving companies, you're too busy to notice things. And those things come back to bite you, right? Because you're not sitting, you're not identifying the big problems, the big opportunities. You're just running and gunning. And then when you don't have any invention, like when a team lacks invention, as in those geniuses, you're really unable to innovate. You just keep recycling old ideas over and over again. You do the same thing. And I love, because in the table group, Cody, he says that he lacks this invention. And he said so that, like, when it comes for new date nights, it's really hard for him to come up with a creative idea. Mm-hmm. Where for me, I got 1,000 ideas. He should just call me. I'll give him 10 ideas of what he could do. Right?
Yes.
The discerning. When you don't have discernment, you're really surprised by your failures. And boy, do I have a couple companies like this. And you don't really adequately like do the due diligence, or you evaluate or refine your ideas. You just kind of go for it. And that can cause a lot of problems in the rears. Galvanizing, you just fail to inspire. So we had a church that we did this with, a leadership team. Mm. And this was so incredible, and it really helped them a ton, is that they didn't have a galvanizer. And that most of them had it in their frustration. And they just had this huge light bulb experience where they said, oh my gosh, that's why we have these incredible programs and no one shows up. And I thought, wow, that's why you have to have all six letters, yeah. Right? Because no one shows up. Hmm. And we have a little bit of that in our organization too.
Yeah.
You know, we lack that. And so they are now finding the galvanizers because they need them. Okay, when you lack enablement, you really don't have the help and support you need to rally the troops and get it going. And you don't get new initiatives off the ground. They fall short because no one is really championing the ideas and staying with it and being supportive. And then, boy, when you lack tenacity, boy, do we know this, you don't finish stuff and you don't complete the projects or initiatives. And they just drains you because it's always there. We're all, hey, did you get this done? Hey, did you get this done? Hey, did you get that done? And it's just a drain on the whole relationship. So we can go into more detail around the team gap analysis, but that is, I think, the importance of this, especially for businesses and organizations. I've taken nonprofits through this, all sorts, and just the incredible, I don't know, just amazing. That I have a principal of a private school who ran her team through this. And this is the only assessment now she's running. She just calls me, I need 10 more, you know, whatever. And when she brings people on, she's able to go, okay, I have to have a T. And so it's interesting because the people then she hires, she just has to make sure they have T. And what they usually do, because, you know, she's not like going to not hire them, but she's put them in different positions. So it's been amazing. So she's hired someone to be her executive assistant. That person did not have T. And the principal does have T. So she needs someone that can keep up with her, right? Mm-hmm. And so it was fascinating because she didn't not hire them. She just put them in the right positions. And so it was really fun to watch that little team map come together and her to be able to put people where they need to be and where they're energized all day.
Well, this has been a great conversation. I love this tool. I think it's so helpful for organizations, but it's time to land this plane. And we'll pick it up next time, and we'll finish part two.
Oh, yeah, because we have to tell them about the controversy in our marriage that this solved.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's great.
We've got great stories about that. All right, everyone. Well, be sure and get pre-order Patrick Lencioni's book, The 6 Types of Working Genius, and find our, if you email us and let us know you listen to the podcast, we'll give you 20% off to take it, everyone on your team. So we look forward to hearing from you. And if you have any questions that you want answered on The Working Genius, we'd love to answer them next time. All right. Have a great day and be the best you can be today.
Bye, everybody.